Lecture 1, Christianity Among World Religions.
Welcome to the Teaching Company's course on Great World Religions. My name is Luke Timothy Johnson, and I am your instructor for this unit on Christianity. Now, Christianity may seem to be so much among us that it scarcely needs introduction. Yet it is among us in such bewilderingly different and often competing ways that many, even among its adherents, do not know the basic structure of this religion, its history, or the reasons why it now appears in so many diverse forms. Many, even among its adherents, have never thought of Christianity in comparison with the other great religions to which the majority of the world's population gives its allegiance, and therefore they miss the distinctiveness of Christianity among the world's religions. Even for adherents, then, an introduction by way of comparison truly is an introduction. It allows insiders to approach from the outside, and it allows outsiders to get some sense of what's on the inside of Christianity, and therefore what's unique and possibly interesting about this religious tradition. Now, this first class session introduces Christianity as a world religion. The obvious first questions to ask are, what is a religion, and what makes a world religion? Let me begin with a preliminary definition of religion. Religion is a way of life organized around certain experiences and convictions having to do with ultimate power. Let me break down that definition a little bit. It is, first of all, an organized way of life. It is a way of life. Religious people do not think of religion as some segmented part of their existence, but as pervasive for all of their life. It is not a matter simply of worshiping 1 hour a week, but of perceiving all of reality from a different perspective and acting because they have that perspective. So it is a way of life, but it is also organized. Religion is not simply something that happens in the head or in the feelings or in individuals. It is a matter of bodies and of communities. It is a matter of what bodies do and what communities do together in practices, shared practices. So it is an organized way of life. It is an organized way of life that involves certain experiences and convictions. The experiences, the religious experiences, are what give birth to religions and what religions try to communicate. Joachim Vach, the former sociologist of religion at the University of Chicago, has given a marvelous definition of religious experience as a response to what is perceived as ultimate, involving the whole person, characterized by a peculiar intensity, and issuing in appropriate action. Religious people do not think that they are making this up. They think that they are responding to something which is ultimately real, and that because they are responding to this ultimately real thing, they must also respond and organize their life in a certain fashion. Religion also involves more than experiences. It involves convictions. Religions construct the world in a certain way. They interpret reality in a certain way so that its adherents who share those experiences and convictions really do have a different world than those who do not share those experiences and convictions. Finally, the phrase ultimate power is important. People who are religious think that they are not organizing their life around the pursuit of money, the pursuit of pleasure, or the pursuit of political power. Rather, they are responding to that which goes beyond the human manipulation of power, to something that is transcendent, that goes beyond the pleasurable, the beautiful, the useful, even the good, to that which is in some sense ultimate. So